You're listening to WVIA Radio. I'm Sarah Cinto, and this is News Voices. Now that Nicholas Dombek, the final member of an art and memorabilia theft ring that hit museums like the Everhart in Scranton, has been sentenced to 10 years in prison, WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk is here to wrap up the case one last time. Hi, Boris.
Hi, Thanks Sarah. For being How are you? Good.
So, let's start from the beginning because it has been a minute or so since we've talked about this. What was this theft ring that Dombek was part of?
This is a case that had a little bit of everything. It's spread over 20 years. The indictments didn't happen until June or July of 2023, but this case dates back to 1999, and some people may remember when thieves stole a Christy Mathewson jersey and a couple of his player contracts from Keystone College. Mm-hmm. Well, that was this ring, as it turned out. It was a long, long time that case went unsolved, but the guy who was behind that was a guy named Tommy Trotta. Tommy Trotta led this ring over two decades, and they targeted, he was like a Walmart dock worker in his part-time, but this was like his side gig. And so he went to this event at Keystone in 1999, saw how easy it was to smash the glass and get in. There was no real security there. And then came back after a day or two later and did exactly that and walked away with it. Nobody knows where those jersey or player contract are yet. Then they continued with smaller stuff, but then the next big one was when they hit the Everhart Museum in Scranton and stole people thought was a Jackson Pollock painting and an actual Andy Warhol painting. Those are still missing. Mm-hmm. So we still don't know where those are. And then they just kept on after that. They hit museums as far away as North Dakota, New Jersey, a bunch of them in New Jersey. They got caught only because Tommy Trotta got caught DUI, but then he was addicted to painkillers. Mm-hmm. And once they got him, they found some tools of his trade in his trunk and started to put two and two together. They matched a blood sample at one of the crime scenes in New Jersey to his blood, and that unraveled. He decided to cooperate and then squealed on everybody else. And in all, there were nine people originally charged. Four of them, including Trotta, pleaded guilty. Four of them went on trial. Three of them were found guilty. And then one other ring member pleaded guilty, but died before he was sentenced.
Okay. And now, speaking of sentencing, Dombek here was the last to be sentenced, and he got the longest sentence out of any of the convicted members. So why do you think that was?
He and Trotta were the ringleaders. Trotta got 8 years, but he cooperated with prosecutors, and I think that's why Dombek got a longer sentence. Not only did Dombek run the ring, he also fled when the first indictment came down. He disappeared for 7 months and turned himself in on New Year's Day in January 2024.
Okay. Now, so like you said before, there are still several missing works involved here. So do you think this case will ever truly be closed?
No. Because of that, I mean, you know, there's definitely still, you know, things to look for out there. I mean, and there's things that they melted down that'll never come back. They went into the Yogi Berra Museum and stole his World Series rings and melted them rather than trade them or try to sell them as like a, you know, memorabilia. They mm-hmm. just melted them down and got cash for them. I think in the case of those, it was like $12,000, and those are pretty priceless World Series rings. You don't see that stuff very often. They also, you know, stole boxing champions Tony Zale's title belts, and they got even less for that because there wasn't a lot of metal in them, you know, $400. Now, again, priceless things. These are gone forever.
All right. Well, Boris, thank you so much for your coverage of this case from beginning to end, and thank you for being here.
Thanks.